Trinity Church celebrating Veterans Day, and we hope you enjoy it right now what's going on. This is WPRM, Veterans Radio Ministry, and we're broadcasting, of course, from Zephyr Hills, Florida. We hope you enjoy this special program, this special broadcast of Veterans Day from Trinity Church in Wesley Chapel, Florida, USA. Live reporting from WBRM, Veterans Radio Ministry.
Good morning. I invite you to please stand. Join us in singing the national anthem.
Thank you. Out into this community and to make a difference, because that is what he calls us to be. not to be a church full of folks that just want to sit and not do anything, open the doors and hope people come in. No, we want to go out and we want to reach people. And that is what we're commanded to do. We're commanded to go out and just touch lives, all in the name of Jesus Christ. And that's what we're doing. And that is why we take it on. It isn't just to keep doors open, keep lights on, and all of that, and for us. Not for just for people to come in, but for us to go out. And that is what this is all about. And so as we prepare to take an offering this morning, this is something that, you know, if you're visiting with us today, no, we're not just getting you in the door so that you can give one. But for our regular folks who are in here or who meet, yes, it is our job. It is our job. This is what we do. And I thank you all. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks. Lord, you are a God of gifts. You have gifted us an awesome country. But with being an awesome country, we have an awesome responsibility. And we realize that responsibility comes with a price. And Lord, I thank you for the men and women who have paid that price, who have given up themselves for a land that you have given us. And Father, we just ask that you would just touch each heart that's here, that you would put your hand upon them, and Lord, in doing so, that they would feel your presence and to know that you are with them. Father, we thank you for the blessings that we have received. You have done so much for us here at Trinity, but for us personally. And Lord, as we come to a point of returning just a portion of what you have given us already, Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to do so. And as we do this, Father, as we take this offering, we ask that you would bless these gifts that we're about to receive. And that, Father, that it would be used and to touch the hearts of people in this community in ways that we can only dream of. But Lord, I know that you are our guiding light in all that we are to do. And we pray this now in the precious name of him who one day all knees will bow before, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
This morning it is our honor and privilege to salute our veterans with the singing of the Armed Forces Medley. We invite you to please stand and sing along as your service arrangements fall in line. We thank you very much for your sacrifice and your dedication, and for bringing us to you through your service. Please stand for the gospel.
They give them a bar to sit in.
and to drown their sorrows. And they think that's what they need. That's not true. What they need is Jesus Christ. And so with the marshals here, Ted and Carolyn, we've learned, and this is their ministry, and I'm not going to do a whole lot more talking about so I'm going to let Ted come up. He's going to give the message today, but this is about veterans ministry, and this is important.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Thank you, Dave. We were searching for the right place, and when we came up here, we did go to different churches to look because we did have a ministry and a church that I was associate pastor at in Tampa, and it was made up of all veterans. You know, our senior pastor was a veteran. His wife was a Vietnam nurse veteran. The other one that we had that was there was a veteran also. Her name is Dr. Linda Pugsley. She was a Vietnam nurse, and now it's Lieutenant Colonel Linda Pugsley. So she way outranks me. Matter of fact, right now, Lieutenant Colonel Pugsley, and I want you to keep her in her prayers, is doing a great mission, part of our Reach Out mission. She is a keynote speaker at the Women's Memorial today in Washington, D.C. I know the Lord's looking down at you, and he's not going to, she has never been lost for words. And I just thank that you're there. Thank you. She's recording this for our radio show, and it will be played later as soon as we get it from her. But we found this church, and I met Dave and Justin, and we still had another church we wanted to check out. But as a pastor, you've got to do some soul searching. The Lord's going to tell you where it's the right fit, and He told us clear. And I'm so glad that He just made it so clear to us what and where and what He needed. Moving from Tampa, Florida to here was a great jump for us. It was needed to be done. The city was, as you know, I'm not from a big city, you know, and I like where we're at here. But all of a sudden, it's growing all around us. But you know what? That doesn't scare us. That just gives us a greater opportunity to share. I'm a Vietnam veteran. I served in the United States Air Force in the security police. And I was in the K-9 Corps. My partner was the fuzzy one at the end of the leash. And he was much smarter than I am, tougher than I am, too. And he smelled probably better than I did. And I carry a picture with me. And it's the only picture I carry. That's a picture of me and that dog, Sandy, a German Shepherd, because of him and because of all the war dogs that were in Vietnam, I'm here today. You see, he was sent there on a very special mission. He didn't know that he was ever going to come home. Our war dogs were not allowed to come home from Vietnam. Half of them were put to sleep, and the other half were given to the South Vietnamese troops, which probably ended up in a stew pot. But this hurt tremendously because 2 years, he was my partner. And 2 years, I told him everything. He knew everything about my life, everything about me. And he never ratted me out. He never gossiped. He just would look at me and, you know, way German Shepherd kind of tilt their head and look at me. Yeah, really? Yeah, that's terrible, Ted. Yeah, I can feel for you. Or also look at you and they say, you're that stupid? Really? Yeah, I am. It's an honor to serve veterans. And when I came back from Vietnam, I wasn't saved. And I came back to a country that, well, I'll talk about that in a little bit. Let me say this. Veteran broadcaster. Every now and then, I've been in radio now for 5 years. I've had a syndicated radio show for 5 years now. And 2 months ago, I decided to start a radio station. And that radio station is now a digital radio station. And when I looked at it, seriously, what I was looking at, I was looking, what's the cost of having a radio station going to be? And what I knew from the past is the cost would be tremendous. All these huge transformers and all the computers and everything that you would need to do that would be a tremendous cost. And you'd have to build a tower and all this stuff. It's not that way anymore. It's all done by a laptop, you can do it. And the towers, well, I was worried about that, and then I was standing here looking at Trinity Church, and I looked at that huge tower across the street. And you know what? That's my tower. And I've got towers just like that all over the world, because they're being broadcast digitally on the internet. So I just looked up the Lord, and there's one point of view you can get here from this church. If you're standing over on this side, you can see the steeple with the cross, and you see that tower reaching in the background. And I'm going to get my wife, who's a professional photographer, to make a great picture of that, because we're broadcasting worldwide. It's been a real blessing. But let me tell you, in the radio business, you have certain giants. Everybody knows who everybody, you've got Rush Limbaugh and people like this. But before there was people like Rush, how many remember Paul Harvey? Great, great. I'm sure glad you do. I remember listening to Paul Harvey. And I started listening to Paul Harvey when I was listening to Top 40 music, right? When music. And we would hear that music, and then there would be a news broadcast. And this broadcast, he broadcasts three times a day. He broadcasts in the morning, his news broadcast, and then he would broadcast at noon, and then at 3:30 or 4:30 in the afternoon, he had the rest of the story. And it was really, really a neat broadcast. And I was attuned to him. And I listened to his broadcast, and I said, you know, he's telling it like it is. He's telling the truth. But Paul Harvey, the veteran broadcaster, is famous for saying this. There's two tangible symbols of sacrifice representing the ultimate offer of one's life for another. One of those symbols is the cross of Jesus Christ. And the other symbol is the Congressional Medal of Honor. Today, we honor those who made this world a better place. The Lord Jesus Christ and the American veteran who served and raised their hands and sworn oath to serve and protect and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Those of you that are out there that raised your hand and took that oath, I've got some news for you. There's no expiration date. There's no expiration date. And what I would like to do is, for those of you that serve, now we did this when they called us, but I would like to do it one more time. When I call your branch to service, will you stand with me? Of course, it started with the oldest branch of service in the United States Army. Please stand. The United States Navy. Please stand. Please remain standing. The United States Marines. Coast Guard. And the United States Air Force. This is the oath that these men that you see standing, and please remain standing, took. I do solemnly swear that I will support, defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, and that I will obey the orders of the President of the United States and officers appointed over me in accordance with the Uniform Code of Military Justice and Regulations. So help me God. Gentlemen, thank you.
I just swore you all in. Just do that. No, sorry. Isaiah said, gentlemen, Isaiah said this. In Isaiah 6:8, he said, "Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Who shall I send and who will go for us? And I said, Here I am, send me." That's what these gentlemen and ladies did.
Amen.
Few can understand that sacrifice, but many benefited. You see, the Lord our God is our shield. The Lord gives us grace and glory. No good thing does He withhold from those who walk uprightly. I heard the footnote about this. Integrity is what we're talking about here, and walking on both feet. Now, I do remember times of crawling that were not combat related, but training related, and I suspect some of my vets here can relate to that. But there's two basic reasons to have soldiers. One is to prevent, deter, and be ready in case of war. Two is because there's a war going on. Our American military has sacrificed their sweat, blood, youth, and life worldwide, not to conquer, but to liberate, to defend and rescue, not to colonize. The only land we asked was to bury our fallen. Veterans Day is a standalone day of thankful remembering of those who are with us today and share the gratitude of a loving country. We have Memorial Day for those who have gave their life and for those this country remembers who served but are no longer here. Armed Forces Day is a day for those that are serving, and we happen to have a few out here that are still serving. And I'm not going to embarrass you, but I'd sure like to ask you, our wonderful sergeant in uniform, would you please stand? I know you're not embarrassed here, but ladies and gentlemen, that's now the great guest of veterans. Now, we also have Groundhog Day. Now, I'm not quite sure about that, but I think it has something to do with the Marines and the Chow line. I remember Veterans Day as a kid. I remember seeing, in my small town, we have a Veterans Day parade. And I remember seeing World War I veterans, World War II veterans, Korean veterans. And I remember seeing them march in that parade behind a band coming down our main street in our little town. And I remember the look in their eyes. I remember their shoulders back and square. I remember that pride that they had of being recognized for service, for serving our country. And I remember that. And as a young boy, I had military around me. My dad, bless him, he's still with us, in his 90s, and a World War II veteran, United States Navy, UDT frogman that served in the Pacific Theater. Good man. He is still a fishing guide in South Florida. He drives airboats and takes all these people out fishing. He's incredible. And I'll tell a little story about him real quick, but we got an interesting phone call about 2 months ago. My mom passed away in 1984, okay? I got a phone call from this grizzly old guy, and he says, "Ted!" I said, "Yeah, Dad. What would you think if I got married?" Now, he's been living with this woman since 1990. Her name is Virginia, and we love her to death. Since 1990, and he calls me up and he says, "Yeah, I think I want to get married." I said, "It's about time, Dad." He says, "Well, I asked Virginia, and she didn't shoot me or anything like that after all these years." And so she said, "Yes." So here's what we want to do. See, the Lord works in great, some mysterious ways. He says, "We're going to have a party, and my birthday party, but we're also, she has all her relatives coming down to Sanibel Island. We're going to have to get a restaurant there, and nobody knows about this. We haven't told anybody. But what we want to do is My dad's going to stand up at the restaurant with 20, 25 guests and announce that he's asking Virginia to marry him. But here's the thing, they got it all set up, they got the wedding license and everything else, and he asked me to do the service. So I'm the one that's going to be signing the license. So we got it all set up. And we're sitting there having dinner, and just before the main course came in, my dad says, can I get everybody's attention? Say, oh, yeah, we heard it. He says, I've got something I want to say to Virginia. And Virginia stands up. Now, she's in on this too, right? So, Virginia, will you marry me? And she goes, yes, I will, Bill. She says, I mean, will you marry me now? And she goes, yes, I will. And he says, I happen to know a pastor. And I got up, and we did the wedding ceremony right there in front of everybody, and they went crazy. They went absolutely crazy. So I don't know how many pastors can say, you know what? Being a veteran, a Vietnam veteran, and then there's a World War II veteran, and he's my father, that I married, did the marriage services for my father. Now, in Arkansas, that's probably... You know, when I talk about these veterans that we saw on the parade, I remember seeing that grateful look in those eyes. Then came Vietnam. Now, we served for the same reasons these past veterans did. But we came home to a very different welcome. And we were even shunned by the vets who we had looked up to in parades. Heartbroken and depressed, we had a country turn its back on its new vets. And that was a hard thing to take. We were brought up believing in John Wayne. We were brought up believing that give it our all, do whatever we can, that the country is great and the country loves you. But I'm one of those that walked to San Francisco International Airport in my uniform while I was stood on. I'm one of those that, when that happened, it was just overwhelmed us. Why? And when I talk about how that happened, why that happened, I talk about it on the radio show a little bit. It was a different time back then. It was a time when we were not being told the truth by the media. Oh, that happens? It was a time when they turned America against their best, the veteran. You see, the gentlemen and ladies that you saw stand up here are patriots. And we know we have a country that are patriots. And today, it's tough sometimes. But I've gotten older, and the Lord has once changed this for me. He showed me that He let me look into the hearts. He let me see that America is still a great country, that the people here still love their veterans. They still love this flag, and they still stand for it, even if they're crippled, and they can't, they would. And as I look around for our older veterans today, we're not any younger, are we, guys, dolls? But you know what, if we could, and they call us again, would you raise your hand and tell me that you would serve any way that you could? Amen. Amen. That's patriotic. That's in the heart. And that's a very special spirit that's put there. It's a spirit that few countries have. You know, today's veteran, our modern veteran, these guys and girls have been deployed 2, 3, 4 times to a war zone, to a hostile area, and they come home, they get a little bit of rest, and they're deployed again. We need to stand behind them, we need to pray for them, and we need to support them any way that we can, that we can make their life easier, and also protect that spirit, because that's a dwindling spirit. We don't see that many, but we see young people that have that flame will start to turn on. And there's two young men right here today. That flame is turning on. You see, they're in the ROTC. They're learning what it means to defend this country. They're learning history. They're learning things. We have the Boy Scouts back here who brought our flags up. Boy, does that bring memories back. I was a Boy Scout. And I loved it. I loved camping. I loved being out in the woods. I loved it. And also I remember, on my honor, I do my best to God this country and to obey the Scout laws, keep myself physically fit, mentally straight, and morally right. Correct, Scoutmaster? You never forget some things like that, do you? You never forget the oaths that you take. You never forget that spirit. And where does that come from? You see, our soldiers do suffer from war. We're unlike any other soldiers in the world. Why? Because we were brought up different. We were brought up to care. We were brought up to save. We were brought up to defend, not to conquer, not to take an ideology and to wipe the other people out because of it. So when our soldiers come home and they're suffering and they have post-traumatic stress disorder, are they inside, they're not sure, and they have questions. I thank God that they do, because there are other countries out there whose soldiers don't care, that are brutal, and would never raise the right way. But our countries have soldiers that have a heart. They have a spirit. They do care, or else they wouldn't be serving. And that goes for all our veterans. We still have that spirit in us. We do care. We were brought up right. We were brought up with the values of this flag. We were brought up to understand that there's a lot of men and women that died for this flag that we can stand here today in a pulpit and preach. They gave us that freedom. Congressional Medal of Honor winner Sam Davis is a friend of ours. And he said something that was just spot on. He said, the reason the Vietnam veterans fought so hard in that war is that we discovered that we were all brothers and we loved each other. Greater love has no one more than this. The one to lay down his life for his friends. It took a long time, but the countries finally realized what a mistake it made in turning away from their own. See, we represented the best of what this country had. Willing to lay it all on the line, we the veterans here today would still do that. And I just proved that by having the guys raise their hands, and the guys and gals did that. You see, Oliver Wendell Holmes wrote, the noblest service comes from the nameless hands, and the brave servant does his best work unseen. Ladies and gentlemen, you see, it's the veteran, not the preacher, who gives us freedom of religion. It's the veteran, not the reporter, who gives us freedom of speech. It's the veteran, not the campus organizer, who gives us freedom to assemble. It's the veteran, not the lawyer, who gives us the right to a fair trial. It's the veteran, not the politician, who gives us the right to vote. It's the veteran who salutes that flag and whose coffin is draped by it. In Hebrews 11:1-3, what is faith? It's the confident assurance that something we want is going to happen. It's certain that when we hope for it, it's waiting for us, even though we cannot see it up ahead. Men of God in the days of old were famous for their faith. By faith, by believing God, we know that the world and the stars, in fact, all things were made at God's command, and that they were made of things that can't be seen.
be my rock and my refuge, to which I can always go. Give the command to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Have I not commanded you to be strong, courageous? Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. We wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help, our shield, and our hearts will rejoice, for we trust his holy name. And may your unfailing love be with you, be with us, Lord, even as we put our hope in you. Sometimes the Lord gives you signs. Now, I'm a simple guy, so signs can be very simple to me. When people say thank you, or thank you for your service, I search real hard, Lord. What can I say back? It's just thanks. What can I say back to them? Because from my era, from being on this, we didn't hear that much at all. But we're hearing it a lot today, but there's got to be something we can say back to those people that will step up and say that to you. I ask the Lord, so what can I say? What can I say that really comes to my heart? And so when they say, thank you for your service, I simply say, you're welcome, and I'll do it again because you're worth it. And that's what we feel. Every one of us here today that served, we're proud to serve. Not only just proud, but we're humbled that we have been of service. That maybe the little things that we did, no matter what, meant something. And that there is a payoff for it. Yesterday, at the park, we had set up an exhibit with Pastor Dave and Mary Ann, and toward the middle of the day, around halfway through it, a little Asian kid came up to me. Not this tall. He came up to me, and I'm sitting there, and he says, are you a veteran? Are you a Vietnam veteran? And I said, yes, I am. He says, I'm Vietnamese. And he said, I never met a Vietnam veteran. And he said, thank you, sir. First I was looking at Walton with him and said, well, no. And the little boy just tripped and says, this is no sir, just thank you. My grandpa served in Vietnam fighting with the American troops. And he's here in America today. And he's here too in America. And the little boy was so cute. And he shook my hand again. He said, just thank you, sir. He said, it's been a real pleasure to meet you, sir. And off he went. I turned to Dave, I turned to Carolyn, and I turned to Mary Ann, and that was it. Lord, thank you for that sign. Thank you for that sign. And it comes in such a small package, but such a big heart. See, that's what it's all about. That's what we were there for. We were there for someday, a little boy and his grandfather would be free. Even if it wasn't there in Vietnam, that they were able to come back here to the United States where freedom is born, where freedom is here because of people who protect and love this flag even today. So for those of you that have served your multi-deployments, you soldiers now, there is a payoff. You may not get it right away, but the Lord's going to bring one to you if you listen. If you listen and if you open your heart. As old rough, scrubbed old dog-handed Vietnam vet, it took me a while to come to the conclusion that I was pretty stupid. A lot of people told me that. That's dumb. Don't do that. I still hear that. Mostly from my wife. But somewhere, somehow, the Lord Jesus was patient enough that he said, you know, I can use him. I can use him because he can talk to other vets. He can talk to soldiers even today. He can talk to our young men and women that are going to be going in that direction. And those back there that are just
eyes are just opening up to see what's around them. You see, you are our future up there. Boy Scouts, you guys are our future. And when we see you guys, when we see you young men in uniform, doing the color guard, that lets us know that there's hope. There's hope in this country. And why is there hope? Because of Jesus Christ. That's why there's hope. And don't ever forget that, America. Don't ever forget that that's the reason for everything, for all of it. That special spirit that he puts in the hearts of those that serve and have served. And the special spirit he puts in the hearts of those that love them, that stand today with them, that those that even though that when things go bump in the night and you can smell the jungle again, can simply just be there and doesn't ask any questions. Doesn't ask why you're going around checking all the locks. He's done that 3 times tonight. Why are you looking out the windows? And what the heck are you doing up at 3:30 in the morning anyway, walking around? Usually when I'm up at 3:30 in the morning, it's to say goodnight to Carolyn, but she's just coming to bed. We have a wonderful, wonderful ministry that the Lord has given us. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. I just thank you so much for listening to us today and being able to honor my vets. David said this in Psalm. He says, "Hear my cry, O Lord. Give heed to my prayer. From the end of the earth I call to you when my heart is faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I, for you have been my refuge for me, a tower of strength against the enemy. Let me dwell in your tent forever. Let me take refuge in the shelter of your wings." To all our veterans, thank you for your commitment to make a difference in this world. Your discipline, strength, and courage have paid for freedom and honor, integrity, and respect. Your life is a gift from God. Fill it with his love, forgiveness, and mercy. Stand proud and look up and give thanks. Because we have a gracious God that's brought us all here today. We have a gracious God that lives in our heart. Finally, Samuel, 2 Samuel said, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation. He is my stronghold, my refuge, and my savior. From violent people, you saved me. I call to the Lord who is worthy of praise, and I have been saved from my enemies." Let us pray. Lord, on this Veterans Day, throughout our country, I ask that your peace and your grace come into the hearts of those that have served, and their families, Lord, and their extended families, all those that are here that love this country, that serve this country, the patriots that stand with us, stand behind us, and stand in front of us. We give you thanks, Lord. This is a great day. It's a good day to reach out to each other and celebrate you. I ask in the name above all names, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Please remain standing and join us in the God.
I just want to make sure that you all know there is a pile of food next door. And you are actually required. And if you like cold pork, this is the place to be.
Amen.
And so, wait, we have a lot.
Pastor Dave Huff, Senior Pastor, Trinity Church.
All right, one last thing. I got to tell them this. When we were at the park yesterday during the Harvest Festival, and we were sitting there, and I always look at Ted, and I, what a tough guy. I gave him a walnut, he just cried. You know, that's the thing. That's the way it is. But that little boy came and talked to him. And I didn't catch it right at first, and I turned around and I looked, and I saw this cute little kid. And he was talking to Ted, and he was thanking him for his service. And I thought, what young man does that? And that's the young man that was led by God.
Amen.
And he's like, and this is a tough guy here?
Yeah.
And he looks over and he says, you're going to tell people this. Jesus most